This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد Thank you, جزاكم الله خير. Thank you. Hey. Okay. Can it be silence? جزاكم الله خير. No, no, it's okay. يروي يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند حسن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم حديث نائن collection of الإمام الترمذي with a reasonable chain of narration related to us by عبد الله بن عمر. And this is within the theme of mindfulness of the tongue, obviously, and still we're going to be talking about that for a little bit longer. And Abdullah ibn Umar here narrates a hadith that I think is also a kind of a firm hadith, a little bit of strictness in this one, and it's scary as well. And but it needs to be understood within the context of it. I mean, you have to make sure that we comprehend it appropriately so that you can actually follow it and benefit from it. And this is what he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالَ لَا تُكْثِرُ الْكَلَامَ بغير ذكر الله فإن كثرة الكلام بغير ذكر الله قسوة للقلب وإن أبعد الناس من الله القلب القاسي. So he said عليه الصلاة والسلام, do not exaggerate or overdo talking without there being any remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what you're saying. Because when you do that, when you over talk about things that there's no remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within it, when you overdo it, it is a reason or it leads to the hardening of one's heart. And indeed, the farthest one away from Allah is the hard heart, is the heart that is hardened. And of course, this is a figure of speech because we're not talking about the physical heart here or about anything medical. We're talking about the spiritual essence of one's consciousness or one's heart being close to Allah subhanahu or subconsciousness close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala versus farther away from Allah. And what he's trying to explain alayhi salatu wasalam is that whenever you he's explaining to us basically a very simple aspect of human nature, actually, that human beings will normalize whatever it is they do a lot of or see a lot of. And we are now fully understanding this, right? Like now is the reason that certain behaviors have become that certain behaviors that are vomit-inducing and nauseating and disgusting and completely unacceptable. The reason that they're actually becoming acceptable because we've normalized them. Because if you watch something happen every single day, or you talk about it every day, or you allow it to exist around you, after a while it stops bothering you. It doesn't bother you anymore. You're fine with it. And normalizing haram is a problem. We're not supposed to do that as Muslims. We're supposed to stay away from haram. غض البصر from haram. We're not supposed to engage, because once you engage in it a long time, it stops seeming to be a big deal. This works across the board with everyone. Anyone who fell into a big sin, meaning like zina or khamr or mukhadirat, it didn't just happen. They weren't praying Isha behind the Imam one night and walked outside and just stumbled over a hill of cocaine and ended up, yeah, you start getting addicted to it. This is something that happened for this was slow. Shaitan is happy for 5-6 years for you just to maybe just some small evidence of acceptance from you, just an exposure to something, and just leave it for a decade. Wallahi, he's okay with that. He'll come back in a decade. He has other things to do. He'll come back in a decade. Now you're a little bit less disgusted by this. You don't see the problem in it as much. So now maybe another nudge. Maybe spend some time with people doing it. You're not doing it. I'm not doing it. They're just my friends. They're doing it. I'm not doing it. And then 10 years later, because that's how things happen. Slowly. We normalize haram slowly. That's how we change. Ethics change. They don't change overnight. People don't have strong ethics in one direction and then suddenly wake up and decide to just turn it around. It's a very gradual movement. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam knows that. So he's saying, don't overdo it. When you're spending time talking about, make sure that you always remind yourself of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And reminding of Allah doesn't mean that you just blurt a dhikr somewhere in the middle of a conversation unnecessarily. No, it's being able to remind yourself that any conversation that is worth spending a long time should somehow some way help you become closer to God. Or it should be serving Allah in some manner, in some form. I mean, it should be bringing you closer, or it should have a goal that allows you to please Allah. And if it doesn't, then maybe engaging in that activity for a very, very long time is a problem. Or maybe you need to reconsider your intention here. Like, you can talk about work for as long as you like, because work in its essence is a way for you to please Allah. Because when you go to work and you make money that's halal, that takes care of your children, that gives them an education and make sure that you're not putting your hand out to people or stealing, that is something that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that pleases Allah. So yes, talking about that, as long as you remind yourself of that every once in a while. As long as you don't engage in this forgetting that, no, this is one way or the other supposed to bring me back to Allah. And he says, alayhi salam, if you do that, if you talk and talk and talk, and Allah is nowhere to be found in your conversation. Not intentionally, not non-intentionally, not spiritually, not in essence, nothing. He's not a part of your in conversations at all. You don't care about Allah at all as you speak. If you do that for a long time, your heart, spiritually, will slowly start to become harder and harder. Meaning, the concept of hardening it means that it's no longer responsive to the tajalliyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sends you messages, he sends you his compassion, his love, and his barakah, and his mercy, and he sends it to you, and a heart that is hardened doesn't feel anything. It's numb. It's not penetratable with the light, dark. There's nothing. You're not getting anything. A heart that is hardened is not able to actually experience the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to shower on it every moment. But a heart that is not hardened, and that is sensitive, is a heart that enjoys every second, every breath, and every ni'mah and blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers it. How do we make sure that our hearts don't turn that? Because the Quran says, right? When they're min al-hijarati, thumma qasat qulubukum, min ba'di thalika fahiya kal-hijarati, aw ashaddu qaswa. Then your hearts became hard. Speaking to Bani Israel, but really speaking to us, but speaking to Bani Israel so that we were going to offend it early on. Then your hearts became hardened, and it's like rock, or even harder than rock. But وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ. Some rocks, by the way, will explode and water, khayr comes gushing out of it. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ. Some of it will slowly crack and water will come from. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ الْأَنْهَارِ. Some of these rocks will fall to their knees, will fall in humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of reverence. So even rocks will respond to God. So even if your heart is hardened, it can find its way to respond to God again. But he's saying, alayhi salam, you see this tongue? Make sure you don't overdo it. When you're talking about things, make sure that Allah exists somewhere in your conversation. Make sure you don't completely forget about him. I'm saying, by the way, I don't mean to blurt a dhikr in the middle of a conversation. Some people do that, by the way, and it's very awkward. And I find it to be, I don't like it. Like, don't do that. Renew your intention. Why are we talking about this? What are we trying to achieve? That's the essence of dhikr of Allah, is reminding ourselves of what it is. Why are we talking about this? Who are we trying to serve? That's what we need to do. Even if we're talking about volunteering, even if we're talking about a masjid, we have to remind ourselves we're doing this to please him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to remind our attentions instead of just blurting a word that people don't understand exactly what you're doing, but actually trying to redirect the conversation so that we're remembering that this is all about pleasing Allah at the end. And anything that's not pleasing Allah should be reassessed all over. I think I wanted to share that with you because I think the hadith is beautiful. And he said, the farthest person from God, the hard heart, is the hardened heart. Scary things. Firm, scary. I don't like it. But it's the truth. And we accept it and we have to live with it and we have to work on changing. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند حسن عن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا تكثر الكلام بغير ذكر الله فإن كثرة الكلام بغير ذكر الله قسوة للقلب وإن أبعد الناس من الله القلب القاسي. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. جزاكم الله خيرا.